News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Lindebach. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning. It's Monday, September 9th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567.
So it's kind of hard to get going on Monday.
And also to just keep talking.
What do you think?
KCNR 1460 is our, I thought I started okay.
Yeah, you did, but I'm just saying it's Monday. Like,
okay, I'll just turn off my microphones now and just step to the side. Linda's in the room.
I am.
Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Good, but I had a lot of homework.
Savannah goes to school and 4 or 5 days a week and then comes in here with our madness on Thursday nights and Fridays and Saturdays. And do you get enough time to do all your homework?
Kind of. I mean, I wanted to still have time to play too, so.
Okay, well we have to balance that out.
Balance is a good word for that.
Well, what's the weather look like? It's going to be today. It's already hot.
Well, did I get a good morning?
Good morning, honey. Good morning. Well, I would have seen. See, I have my snappy patter.
I know.
I've got four things. I have to say, and you can't even let me get through 2.5.
Well,
and
I'm excited. It's Monday morning, okay. So you know sometimes it becomes too rote.
Do you want me to do the weather?
Maybe that's it.
Because today we're going to have a hot day.
Well, we were out this whole week, and we're going to give a recap, find out what you did this weekend as well. But it's currently 80 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 101 today. Some forecasts are looking to 106. But, you know, it's really funny. When you go on the Internet, you check out different locations, and they're varied climates in the Redding and the North State in Shasta County. Clear tonight with temperatures around 69. Tomorrow will be around 99 with clear evenings and Wednesday hot as well. So we're looking for perhaps reaching into the triple digits for this week coming up, which is unbelievable that we're already on September the 9th. It's going to be 9/11.
It should be
9/11.
Yep, soon. This Wednesday. So we have a lot to talk about, especially right in the middle of Syria. We're going to be talking a lot about Syria later on today, but first we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors with our Market Minute and Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the green and commodities are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 84 points at 15,007. The S&P 500 is positive 9 points at 1665. The NASDAQ Composite is up 22 points at 3,682. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Nokia, positive 13 cents at 5.5. Delta Airlines up $1.18 at $21.07. Alcatel-Lucent up 16 cents at $3.31. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 12 cents at $79.14. Pacific Gas and Electric up a penny at $40.90. AT&T down a penny at $33.40. Gold is up $2.10 an ounce at $1,388. Silver down 19 cents at 23. Crude oil off 50 cents at $110 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. You know, they know their ways through Wall Street. You need somebody that with all the changes and all the stuff that's going on, because we're going to talk about why the economy is having some problems right now. And the people from Wells Fargo Advisors, and you can get a hold of them at 243-7561, have followed us. You need to talk to them, see what's going on. Again, 243-7561 are Wells Fargo Advisors. Well, Linda, would you like to take a break now? Is that okay?
Well, we have a lot to cover this morning with kind of catching up what happened over the weekend, and we have a very special guest in the house. We're looking forward to hearing about a local business in Reading. How are they doing and what do they do new to the KCNR lineup? Looking forward to introducing you to this gentleman, Mr. Palmer. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. September 9th, it is 7:15 in the morning on a Monday. Oh, we got a lot of stuff today. But you know what? I believe we have a free hour around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That we can do, we can catch up on a lot of things. But the first thing we want to do, of course, is introduce
our guest. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that happened over the weekend. And one of the great things that happens at our breaks is that we find out a lot about people. Our guest today, of course, is Don Palmer, and he is with the Reading Spray Service. Welcome to the show, Don.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Let's get you up there on that microphone.
Okay, I think, is he reading okay?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. You know, he's a musician.
Is that better?
Look at that. You know what you're doing, Don. Okay.
But, you know, we just found that out at the break that you played at the Honeybee Festival this
right.
week.
Right. I played with the Matthew Songmaker and the Mountain Messengers, and I play banjo and lap steel guitar.
Oh!
Lap
steel guitar and banjo are two of my favorite instruments.
I tell you what, anybody that can play the banjo should rule the world.
Well, that's true.
Bella Fleck.
Look at what Earl did. You know, Earl Stroud is one of the best banjo players that ever lived. And
Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
He's one of my favorite people.
And okay.
So is Tony Kriska, who taught, you know, Bella Fleck. is one of my favorites too.
Okay. So. Well, so your band played at the Bee Festival, we brought you on because we'd like to share with our listeners about,
a new advertiser,
but also that you're doing a service that a lot of people might not know. They're looking for somebody. They think about it. Fall is in the air. Maybe there's, your trees, your lawn. It's fall. It's fungus. You've got funky grass that's happened through the summer. Tell us about what you do.
She just described our backyard, of course. Okay. Redding spray service.
That's exactly what we do. Get rid of your fungus, your weeds, your pests. Get rid of, we help you with your lawn. Anything to do with your lawn. A lot of times watering problems is your main issue and you don't even know it. You think, I saw my sprinklers come on today, and then you look and you go, man, there's brown spots out there. Well, I go out there with a probe and pretty soon we check the depth of the soil and we find out that, hey, you don't have enough water here. It's not reaching. Either an animal has touched it or, over the time sprinklers get messed up and twisted. Well, just by adjusting those, you can get your lawn back to where it was. And sometimes water pressure. Since City of Reading has gone through a lot of changes, and water pressure is not what it used to be. I used to have 150 pounds at my site. Well, it's down to like 80.
and that
has a lot to do with the
Then if you put more sprinklers out or more drip lines, it's just going to cut it even more. I mean, right. We try to run ours at different times, and but can some of the grass? Isn't it some of the things that you see in your yard aren't really grass though? I mean,
right.
I look down at my grass and I look at it and I think this doesn't look like grass to me in this one area. I mean, and you pick it up and it kind of like crumbles in your fingers. That's not good, is it?
No, that's not good.
You also have here in your information that you take care of ants, fleas, spiders, caterpillars, rats and mice, cockroaches, grasshoppers, wasps, bees and more. There is an article today about the wasps that have come in, and there's European wasps that are deadly.
Yes. We've been fighting wasps all year. It seems the hotter it gets and the drier it gets, the more they're after dog food, any kind of food they can find. And that means they'll go after insects, aphids on your bushes. They'll be flying around. You'll see them on their lawns. You'll see them all over the bushes. And they're just hungry, just like we are, and they want food, water. And, of course, they want harborage, so they'll make their harborage areas either in your lawn. They'll make them under your eaves, back patio. And pretty soon, now their areas, your area was your area, is now their area. And so they're bombarding you with and attacking you from all areas. And so that's where we come in to help eradicate these nasty little pests that are always.
So you do
around.
The spray service where you actually not only do the lawn and the yard, but you also will do the eaves and do
right.
General pest control. So that, I love the fact because, when it starts to get wet, rats come out.
I did an article for the In-N-Out magazine a few years ago and it talked about that, how that, most people worry about the rats when they hear the rats. And, about that, usually about December,
That's probably too late, huh?
It's probably too late. But if you go around your house right now and you look for all the holes, you seal up all the holes and you prevent them from, entering. And we call that exclusion. And that's the best way to control rats is to exclude them.
I thought it was to poison the little devils.
Oh.
No?
No.
It's not the best way? So you force them into next door? Or is that?
Well, let the next door neighbor worry about it.
Then we'll hand him your card.
Yes.
Okay, so our guest today is Don Palmer. We're talking about the Reading Spray Service. They are on Airstrip Road, but let's give you a phone number. 221-3006. 221-3006. I'm sorry, 3007. Where did I get that? 221-3007. That's 221-3007, Reading Spray Service. When we come back, let's talk about trees, because that's a really big deal now with fall and fungus.
And bluegrass. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans. and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hey football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. Espresso Joe's, even though it's 108 today, they have really chilly coffee there. Walk next door for the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Really good people there.
Our guest this morning is Don Palmer. We're talking about the Redding Spray Service Lawn Care Plus. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
One of the things that we were just discussing was, how important it is, and we love that you're a local business, and you started in Redding, what, 1989?
Yes. Redding Spray started in 1984 by Jeff Wilson, who worked at the Farm Supply, which was now Dana Drive, was on Dana Drive. And, he started, people would come in and say, hey, can you help me with some weeds? And he'd go, well, I got this product over here and take it home and try it. And, well, could you do it? And so, well, I guess I could on Saturday. So he developed a route on Saturday. Then pretty soon he developed, bought a truck and went into business. So he quit working for the Farm Supply, went to work for himself. And then I came in 1989. It was funny. Jeff and I, we knew each other's family in Capay, where we were from. So we had a connection. We thought, well, we can go into partnership and we can do a good job, and that's what we've done.
That's just wonderful. One of the things that I really think is, you know, is radio. It's kind of like you paint pictures, and we know that fall is upon us, and we all seem to love to go out in the spring when things are in bloom and toil in the soil and plant and move things around. But the fall is really a super important time to care for your trees and your plants. And something that you were talking about is how you come out and you inject the trees and you inject the soil. How does that work?
Well, we do a root injection, and we put a fertilizer. Fertilizer allows the pesticide to work faster. The tree wants it, and it soaks it up into the tree, and then the pesticide is able to work. It works very effectively, and it's not really you won't notice it this year. You'll notice it next year. You go, wow, I don't have any aphids this year on my crepe myrtles, or my trees look great, you know, and you just go, wow, that That was all from a little, some injections around the trees. We do the same with your lawns because we want your lawns to look healthy. We do a lot of the fertilizing in the wintertime, and you use certain type of fertilizer that soaks into the soil. You don't get a lot of growth. All the growth is underneath. And so when the hot weather comes, you have root systems that are vast and deep, and you have these luscious lawns that come out, and that's what we try to help people do that.
Okay, now, and the best time to do that, of course, is during the winter, then, is what
the
you're
fall,
saying.
Yeah.
The fall. The fall now.
So we do, like now, and then right now, as soon as the weather's cooled back down to 80 degrees, we do all our weeds that have come up during the year. We start doing the crabgrass and the spotted spurge, everything that's up right now, we want to kill it. And before it goes dormant for winter, then we put the pre-emergent out in the early winter, and then that keeps the weeds from germinating, period, so then you have a lush lawn. I have not had a weed in my yard in almost 10 years. I haven't had any weeds in my lawn.
How did you get into this kind of work?
Well,
I mean, you obviously, I mean, I'm sitting here watching Don, and he's explaining this with, I mean, you've got a great deal of passion for this, should if, I mean, it's your business and all that, but it's, oh yeah, I mean, you know, this and this and this, and I think getting the information out is super important.
So, how did you get involved?
Yeah.
Well, I started working for a little company called Georgia's Pest Control. At that time, it had four techs. Well, he went to become one of the bigger companies in California. He had 40 or 50 routes, and he sold to Clark, which is now Clark's Pest Control. And so I started that business up here. I started George's Pest Control, and I thought, you know, after 9 years, I thought, you know what, I think I can do this myself, you know. And we had a little bit of running with my boss, and I decided, okay. And then right after that, I met Jeff, and then the whole thing just, we became our own, you know, developed our own business.
Oh.
And so ours kind of leans more towards pest control and the lawns and then weed control. We don't do termites. We're not licensed for termites. But.
Yeah, but you can go out on people's roads, you know, they've got, you know, out in the country, and you can just make sure they don't have any weeds along the fence lines.
And trees. That's a really big deal.
That's a big thing.
People are worried about, am I going to lose this tree? Why is this tree dormant? And you're saying that, right? How do you know if something is dead or dormant?
Well, you usually take, you can take a sample. Take a sample of, you know, the tree or the leaves. Leaves are the telltale sign of the plant. You take a leaf off and you say, oh, it's got a brown spot on it. Well, what is that? Is that a fungus? Is that an insect? A lot of times people say, oh, I got insects. And it's what they call a shot hole fungus. It's got fungus all through the leaves. It looks like somebody shot it with a shotgun. And they think that's insect.
I've seen those before.
Wow.
I just learned something. If you can go to somebody's house, and we have, like, if you have weeds that kind of grow up out on the side of your sidewalk or through the cracks in your bricks and all that, you can fix that so they don't grow.
Oh
again.
Yeah.
So I mean, you don't have to keep spraying them though, right?
We have pre-emergence that lasts for six to nine months, and
wow.
Then some of them last only 30. You know, I'd say 3 months. You know, you have to reapply them.
So there is a website, readingspray.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, or you can email at readingspray@shasta.com, or you can give Don a call at 221-3007.
There you go.
And you can do it all. You've got, weeds and, pest control. Weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments.
Yeah, okay. Right now is the time to call
and
us.
And now's the time to do it.
Get scheduled.
Get scheduled for the, because the pre-emergent for weed control is coming up. We do lots of bare ground in Shasta County where people just don't want anything around their house. And they just
want
to bare.
You know, especially if you're living out and you need some defensible space.
Right.
You can go out there. In fact, probably around our radio transmitter, we could probably do some spraying out there.
Oh, yes.
Something like that to kill everything off in there. In fact, Don, we're going to have you come on down and take a look and just kind of wipe all that stuff out for us.
Glad to do it.
Don Palmer from our Reading Spray Service. And if you need to get a hold of Don, and this is the time of the year to do it, 221-3007. He's a local business. He's been around here since 1989. I mean, so this isn't something that you started, you know, last week and said, here, let me come spray your house. No, you've and Don obviously is passionate about this and can do a great job. We'll be having Don over at the house here soon. You can figure out what's going on in my brown spots all over the backyard. Anyway, Don Palmer, Redding Spray Service. Spots. We come back, we're going to be talking CVAC and what's happening with the veterans. After that, thanks, Syria, unemployment, Medicaid, all of it. It's a time to get all of your thoughts out. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
From the Fox Business Network, Carl Icahn says he's ending his months-long battle to block Dell founder Michael Dell and Silver Lake's $24.8 billion offer to take Dell private. The billionaire investor issued a statement saying the effort would be, quote, almost impossible to win. Shareholders are due to meet Thursday at Dell's headquarters in Texas for a vote. Meanwhile, Koch Industries is buying electronics components maker Molex for $7.2 billion in cash. That works out to $38.50 a share, a 42% premium to the company's closing price on Friday. Koch, which is run by the billionaire brothers Charles and David, says the current management team and headquarters will be retained. And top economists surveyed by the National Association of Business Economics are maintaining their rosy view of the U.S. economy, predicting 3% growth by second quarter of 2014, along with low inflation and improving employment. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Welcome to the Witness Protection Program.
I don't have a single regret.
What are you writing?
My memoirs.
I knew it.
It's good for me to write the truth on the mob.
From executive producer Martin Scorsese.
This gets out, you're dead.
Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him.
Who's going to fix the pipes now?
The family.
Your family is insane.
I know.
Based on the novel by Tonino Beniquista, directed by Luc Besson. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, I'm Sherry Silk, inviting you to join me and my husband Danny for our program Loving on Purpose, Sundays at KCNR Community Talk Radio from noon to one. We talk about relationships, parenting, and more every week.
Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us. It's Loving on Purpose, Sundays from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 80 degrees out there, 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and our friends down there. Estate Granite and more. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and the ultimate lucky smoker that's sitting in my backyard smoking. And hey, Mike Huber is our builder of choice for some really good reasons. And he's trustworthy. He does great work. He's truly an artist in granite and other things. Give them a call, 241-7866, 241-7866, Estate Granite and more.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Why would you look at me like sometimes it's like...
I'm just listening to what you're saying about the smoker being in your backyard.
Okay. The smoker's in our backyard. Oh, okay, that's it. Our backyard.
Yeah. No, the smoker's okay. in my backyard.
It's my dog when it has to come out in the morning? Your dog has to go out. Your dog has to go. Oh, look, dog threw up. Dog threw up on the couch. Oh, look, your dog threw up on the couch.
Oh, yeah. Poor baby.
Thank you, honey.
Anyway, we've got some really wonderful things. Good morning, and it's Monday. We hope you're having a great day here. We've got so much to share here with our morning show. And you know, something that's very near and dear to, our hearts are the veterans. Those men and women who served in our country. And we proudly fly our flag. We decided, about 3 weeks ago that we weren't going to just pull it out for special occasions, but that we were going to fly our flag every single day. And I'll tell you something. When you come home and you maybe had a rough day, and you drive into your parking lot and you see your flag, there's something that it does to your heart. It makes you feel like, okay, you know what? My problems are just whatever, what funky person cut me off on the street, or somebody was rude in the grocery store. You know what? Big picture, I'm so happy to live in this land, in this country. This weekend, we have a Veteran Advocate of the Year Award Banquet. And with us this morning is Debbie Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you like Debbie or Deborah?
Oh, I'm Debbie.
Are you Debbie?
You know, Debbie.
Or Deborah.
They should just hand this to you and Tom. They should just hand it. No, they should. The Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. And it's, of course, going to be this Saturday from the Shasta County Veterans Associated Council and or Affiliated Council. You... And Tom, do so much.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, it's true.
Well, we do it because we love veterans. And the same sentiment we get to hear here all the time is we love our country and we love our veterans. And it's an honor for me as the wife of a veteran, the daughter of a World War II veteran, to be here today representing the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. Those men and women are out there busily packing up our Northern California Veterans Museum.
I want to talk about – do you mind talking about that, Robert? Because I was out there last week, too.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's do that, too. After we talk about this.
And so there's been a lot of community support to help with that. And this council is such a boon to our county because – our veterans are so active here, as you both know, and your listeners know, that to pat themselves on the back, they don't do that. You know, they don't do that enough. And so it's up to some of veterans helping veterans and supporting veterans to recognize each other and appreciate each other. And that's what this is about, because we honor all the veterans in our county. And this is a time that we'll be able to highlight an individual and a group. And our president, Steve Jorgensen of the council this year, has also chosen someone to give an award
Can we give the names out yet? Or is this you have to be there. Okay.
Well, they're there, and they know who that they've been nominated, and so if they want to tell, they certainly can, and I appreciate that. I would love to tell.
I know. Well, we need to, okay. All right. All right. So it's we're going to be there. We're going to be there.
Okay. It's Saturday, September 14th. It's hard to believe that September 14th is really this Saturday. The social hour's at 5, the dinner program's at 6, and this is at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall. Dinner tickets are $15. So for information, do call Tom Johnson at 357-3380. That's 357-3380. Are tickets going to be available at the door?
They are. It would be nice if you would call that number and let us know that you're coming, though, so that Mr. Burroughs, who's going to be cooking, can make enough to feed everybody. And they are available down at the Classic Cafe, too, there with Millie and Kathy.
Oh, great.
And we're going to give, not right now, but a little bit later on, we're going to give away 2 tickets to this so that you can go down.
Wow.
Yeah. That you pick up down there at the door. You'll have your name. So a couple minutes, not right now. We got to take a break right now. And Savannah says, well, no, you know, Savannah, you could probably take phone calls and do everything at the same time, right?
Oh, thank you.
Well, because there's times things get a little bit hurried around here. Anyway, our guest Debbie Johnson, we're talking about the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back, because we want to talk about a little bit more about this, but also that the Northern California Veterans Museum had to move, and they have to be out by 9/11. I find that really interesting. I think we need to talk about it a little more and see if you've been out there. I've been out there to help move some stuff. But it's a strange story, and we don't have all of the story yet, but we will by the end of this week. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Redding Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Redding Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, September 9th at 7:43 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts, and competitive prices. All of those are really good reasons to do business with Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Our guest is Debbie Johnson, and we're talking about the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet,
which is this Saturday, September 14th, and it's at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. You're going to be having, obviously, for an individual and a group advocates of the year.
Correct. They are going to be honored. And it's a big party. Everybody should come out and honor these folks. We're going to have good food. We're going to have entertainment. It's just a real pleasant time for everybody to get together. Veterans, friends of veterans, your families. Come on out and have a good time and talk with each other.
Social hour starts at 5 and dinner starts at 6. And I'm sure they've got all types of different things that are happening there. And it's a good way to go out and see people. And you can put in about 250, 300 people at the most?
Oh, yeah.
Down there. So we've still got some tickets left. And we're going to give away, you want to give away a couple tickets now?
Absolutely.
Anybody awake out there? It's Monday morning. Two tickets to the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards.
Let's get your name.
Get your name
and
a phone number.
Door.
And they'll be at the door. So 605-4567. Let's talk about moving the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Has to move. And for the last, 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
But last two weeks, people have been moving.
The push to get everything.
It has to be out by 9/11.
That's our deadline, yes.
That seems like that's an interesting date. 9/11, you have to move by 9/11. Was it kind of a self-date or was that kind of something given by the landlord?
No, it was, my understanding, that it came from a judge in Fresno, an IRS, because this property went into foreclosure and auction. Yeah,
now it wasn't Rob's property. Let's make that real clear.
No, it's not. I want to be very clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
This had nothing to do with the Northern California Veterans
Service. No.
Right. This was the previous owner. Right.
Rob Burrows was renting.
Exactly.
That's right. And doing his payments, keeping all that up.
Northern California Veterans Museum is very clean with all of their payments.
Everything.
Which has been generously the North State has been very generous with their donations and how, they supported the museum, and Rob Burrows and all of the staff at the Northern California Veterans Museum have behaved, with, the properties that are sacred, with the utmost of dignity. Let's be very clear on that.
Yes, dignity and respect. It's
an honor.
An honor.
Yeah, okay.
You bet.
So, I just want to make sure everybody understood that. This had nothing to do with Rob,
what
the judge said. Judge said it has to be up by 9/11. Now.
That was our understanding, and that's about as far as I can go.
There's absolutely more to the story, and we will talk about this later on this week or maybe next week, but when we get everything done out here to talk about this.
I know when you have a board member around.
Yeah.
Ease the public by saying all of the donations are secure. All of your precious items are secure. The museum is still in business. We're moving forward. We will be active and visible in this community.
All right. So the focus here is about the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet with Debbie Johnson. We will keep you posted as to why and where which is a separate topic about the Veterans Museum. But because we all have our hearts open with everything veterans, we have it in a pool of conversation.
Attached.
Yes.
Everything's attached around here. No matter what the veteran organization is, all the veterans kind of touch each other. Now, under the affiliated council, of course, they come under that. And then so, and people honor veterans, but having, you know, veterans honoring veterans is kind of, I really like that because it's, you have a feeling. You know that, oh, you know what, this person did this. Sometimes people will reach in from the outside.
Correct.
And select. And it's, the honor is great. It's honoring veterans. But veterans, it's kind of like, you know, as much as I hate to say this, it's almost kind of like the Academy Awards.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's the Academy Awards is they've nominated their own people, but it's because they know their own people. And with the veterans, they know the veterans that have been working hard to do different things. And sometimes you could probably give, as we know, we could give the award probably to 100 people.
Correct. You know. But it does say veterans advocate, so you do not have to be a veteran to receive the award.
That's right. You
and,
don't.
And, you know, there's lots of folks working hard for veterans in our community that are not.
That are not like yourself. And that's, you know, no, it's true, Debbie. It's you and many others that may not be veterans, but they work so hard to support the veterans. But the veterans are the ones that bring them in.
Yes.
And this comes
that's
from the
true.
Veterans. That's the point I was making.
I wouldn't be doing that if I didn't have a lot of veterans in my life and want to.
Okay. So Saturday, September 14th, this Saturday, and it starts at 5 p.m. Tickets are only $15. You get dinner with this.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be door prizes.
Door prizes. And you can get tickets from, down at Classic Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And, or you can make a phone call at 357-3380. You do want, like, to get as many sold beforehand. So
correct.
You have an idea, but you'll have tickets.
Or reserved. The door so we get a better count.
Okay. All right. Debbie Johnson.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day, everybody.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for you and
thanks,
Tom,
Debbie.
Of course, with your honor flights and taking the World War
October
II veterans.
11th October 11th to the 13th.
Well, we're going to need to talk about that one here soon, too.
Guardian training's that same day, 10:30 in the morning.
On September 14th?
Yes.
Oh, big day that day.
Big day.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
All right.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Love it. Blinded by the night.
Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Hey, it's 106 today. Did you have Martin and his people out there to check your air conditioner, to make sure it was serviced, to make sure that everything was working on it? You know, there may be a couple hot days left, but then it's going to get cold. He does it all. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They will put in different types of install different types of heaters and air conditioners. You can get an optional 10-year parts and labor warranty, highest quality energy efficient flex ducting. I mean, I'm telling you what, there's so many things that Alliance Heating and Air does. I just can't even get into it in 15 or 20 seconds, but Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call, 221-2642. 221-2642. They're our guys of choice.
And, before we know it, you know, the weather always changes so weird, pretty soon we're going to be going into the heat mode, and you have to make sure that that's all operating correctly as well.
The heat mode or the cold mode?
The heat mode for heaters coming up for the winter. I mean, you just go from the cold. So, hey, you know what? I love this story. I got a couple things to share with you that I think are wonderful, inspirational stories. You never know what you're going to find up in that there attic. You just may find that super special thing that might be worth a gazillion dollars.
Okay.
The Van Gogh Museum says it has identified a long-lost Vincent Van Gogh painting that spent years in a Norwegian attic believed to be by another painter. It's the first full-size canvas by the Dutch master discovered since 1928. Have you ever seen a Van Gogh painting? I cried like a baby when I saw the Van Gogh paintings at the museum in New York. I just sat there and I was awestruck. It's just, you know, when it's brilliance, it's brilliance. It's kind of like a Beethoven experience. So it's called Sunset at Montmajour. Depicts trees, brushes, and skies painted with Van Gogh's familiar thick brush strokes. It can be dated to the exact day it was painted because Vincent described it in a letter to his brother, Theo, and said he painted it at the previous day, July 4th, 1888. Isn't that brilliant?
It is. And then how'd and because they've had it for a long time. It was just done by somebody else. It was done by somebody else.
Got it at garage sale, Mom.
Each year it was worth another $1 million. So
Norwegian attic.
A Norwegian attic. Have you been up in your attic lately, Savannah?
I don't have an attic.
We have an attic.
We had an attic built up inside of our eaves.
I don't remember there being any paintings up there. I remember things like Christmas decorations. I'm not exactly sure those are going to be worth millions. So.
Now, I know that the other thing that is a really inspirational story, and this is about the entrepreneurial spirit. This, to me, is the American dream, which I feel more and more when we talk to people that, you know, there's certain things that the American dream, I hope you have to encourage and mentor people to keep that American dream alive. Because there are so many things around us that feels like it's getting squished in order to breathe out. And I know there's been the butt of so many jokes with Colonel Sanders, but, he was born in 1890, celebrating his, many days on the planet. After his birthday, his father died, and at a very young boy, he became his mother's support system. He took care of his baby brother and sister and did the cooking while his mother went to work. And he became quiet and accomplished quick cook order. After his mother remarried, he was 12. He went to work at a multitude of different jobs, ending up operating a gas station in Corbin, Kentucky. It was here at the age of 40 that Harlan started cooking seriously. Using recipes he's learned at the tender age of 6, he would prepare meals for hungry travelers, serving them at gas station living quarters. His food was so popular that he finally had to open a restaurant. Over the next decade, Sanders tried and tested again and again his fried chicken recipe until he perfected the 11 herbs and spices and made up a secret blend that's still tempting taste buds in Kentucky and now throughout the world. So this is a boy who wasn't on hardship. He became the great Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken mogul, when his father died and he took care of his family. And so it's a wonderful story and how this man really became like a kind of a fabric, a woven fabric in our lives. So, you know, I just think that that's an American dream.
Okay. We're going to have to take a break. And when we come back after the news, we're going to talk Syria. Well, I want to, America finally starting to agree about one thing. President Obama has united us. Maybe not the way he wanted. We're going to be talking about that and several other facts and factoids that on the surface it looks good, but as soon as you get below the surface, you realize, oh, there's some, you know, we're paddling fast here, but we're not getting anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. John Kerry says he understands hearing what people say opposing a U.S. attack on Syria.
We don't want to see our young people coming back in a body bag and so forth, but that's not what we're talking about.
The Secretary of State insisting again in Britain, we won't go to war. It would just be a limited strike. Syria's president is warning us to stay out. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Speaking with CBS, President Assad says if the U.S. strikes, they should expect consequences. Also arguing any action will help America's enemies.
This war is against the interests of the United States. Why? First of all, because this is the war that's going to support Al-Qaeda.
Meanwhile, his ally Russia is going to put some pressure on the regime. The foreign minister is saying they'll push Syria to place its chemical weapons under international control. Dave?
Now, Emily, President Obama keeps trying to sell his plan to attack Syria for using chemical weapons in interviews with six TV networks today. Then he'll address the nation tomorrow night. This as he hopes to convince Congress to authorize military action.
I'm leaning a hard no right now.
House Republican Charles Bustani says he'll listen to another briefing today, but...
I've not seen evidence that the administration has a long-term objective in Syria and the broader Middle East.
The opposition in both parties appears to be strongest in the House. There's a manhunt in Michigan. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper explains why live.
A man awaiting sentencing on carjacking and robbery charges made a break for it while at a courthouse in downtown Detroit. Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon says...
It was very quick. He overpowered the deputy, took his clothing, got on the elevator, and escaped.
Inmate Derek White apparently used a comb as a weapon, stabbing the deputy, who is said to be in good condition. White then stole a minivan, which has been found abandoned on Detroit's east side, where officers are going door to door. Dave?
Jennifer, a rally on Wall Street. The Dow's up 88 points, back over 15,000. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Welcome to the Witness Protection Program.
I don't have a single regret.
What are you writing?
My memoirs.
I knew it.
It's good for me to write the truth
on the mob.
From executive producer Martin Scorsese.
This gets out, you're dead.
Robert De Niro,
Michelle Pfeiffer,
and Tommy Lee Jones.
Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him.
Who's going to fix the pipes now?
The Family.
Your family is insane.
Based on the novel by Janino Benacquista, directed by Luc Besson, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy is expanding the legitimate market for medical marijuana by providing supply and distribution technology mandated by many of the states that have legalized it. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. REFG has potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
They had to go through metal detectors. Students back in class at Spring High outside Houston, Texas, for the first time since last Wednesday's stabbing that left one student dead and three wounded. Tamra Morris is a parent keeping close tabs on everything.
I'm on every social media site that they are on, my kids on,
I follow them on Twitter. I follow them on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
At a memorial service yesterday, shots were fired outside the church. People inside ducked for cover. In Colorado, what was supposed to be a fun prank turned out deadly.
Pramila Lal was a high school track standout last year.
She was really good. Good. She was very strong.
And a victim of what her family says was a freak accident. She apparently jumped out of a closet in a home in Longmont, Colorado, to scare her apparently unsuspecting family members and a friend. And she was shot and killed. Police aren't commenting on the investigation, but they've charged a 21-year-old family friend who pulled the trigger with crimes unrelated to the killing. He's due in court today. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Fearing flames, it's now about 100 homes evacuated in Clayton, California. A wildfire about 35 miles north of San Francisco has now burned 1,500 acres. It's only about 10% contained. There's a new tropical storm way out in the Atlantic. Humberto.
The storm is currently off the coast of Africa and poses no threat to the United States.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. Humberto is expected to grow into a hurricane by Wednesday, the first one this season. Diana Nyad is hoping to silence her critics. A week after she became the first person to swim 110 miles from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage, there are doubters the American did it. So tomorrow, Nyad will meet with her other colleagues, other marathon swimmers who think she had help, either getting into a boat or holding onto it, not believing she swam as fast as claimed, just from a quick Gulf Stream current. An official swim observer says Nyad did it all by herself. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl in the Bot. It's Monday, September 9th. It is 8:05 in the morning. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. It's Monday and it's great. And let's start it off with...
Oh, good morning. 80 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day. It's going to be hot. Temperature's 101 and climbing. So we're anywhere there in the 101 to 105. We don't know exactly, but, you know, we're climbing. Clear tonight with temperatures around 69. Tomorrow looks like we're going to have another hot. So the forecast for the whole week is hot. The weather is brought to you by...
damn hot.
The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And let's not forget that they have a winemaker's dinner October 4th. Go out there and call 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards. Well, speaking of numbers, we love the fact that we have our Wells Fargo Market Minute every morning here. And right now with us is our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 90 points at 15,013. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1663. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 24 points at 3,684. Some of the day's biggest movers, Bank of America up 6 cents at 1442. Ford positive 27 cents at 1727. Barrick Gold up 6 pennies at $19.14. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 12 cents at $20.68. North Valley Bank up 40 cents at $19.39. Bank of Commerce down 2 pennies at $5.53. For commodities, gold is up $1.70 an ounce at $1,388. Silver down 14 cents at $23. Crude oil off 75 cents, trading at $109 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9.05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 243-7561. Their offices are down on Park Marina Drive, but I tell you, you need help getting through Wall Street, finding out what's going on, and our Wells Fargo Advisors are among the best. 243-7561. All right, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, Linda. How you two doing?
We're great. Peachy. How are you doing, Terry?
Doing well.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Just got back from Utah. We're gone for almost a week.
Oh.
Anyway, tonight at the Reading Tea Party, 2570 Bonnyview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we have a gentleman speaking on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, This is a major trade pact that is actually bigger than NAFTA, and it's being negotiated in secret by the U.S. and some Pacific Rim countries. It's a job killer. There's a lot of things where it's going to affect the financial industry. It's going to affect farmers. It's going to affect a lot of people. So it'd be a good thing for all of us to be informed on, and I guess one thing we have to do is start talking to our congressman now on this thing. That's one thing we're doing, and here's something we're doing that is a little different than the norm. The state of Jefferson is something that a lot of people are very interested in, and this is not something we're doing tonight that is sponsored by the Reading Tea Party or anything like that. We're just providing the facility where we meet. We have a church with a large room where we hold our main meeting, but we also have numerous classrooms and a multi-purpose room. What's going to happen tonight is we're going to have a spokesman who is spearheading the petitions to get things going in Shasta County for this support of the state of Jefferson for the declaration for that. And we're going to be having signatures. People can come in and get their questions answered, especially locally. And this, again, is something that's open to all the public. As you know, it's really been forthcoming in the news. So you can get the straight scoop on the state of Jefferson tonight and also how it would be working in our local county.
Well, the do you think, you know, frankly, the idea of the state of Jefferson is just, you know, is very attractive to me. And I, yet I read things that say, oh, well, you know, you're just spinning your wheels. But the point I believe is so many people feel like their votes are negated, that nobody cares about what's happening up in the North State. They want to destroy our way of life. Maybe not maliciously, but just in their sense of, just because they don't care or know, that I think we do need to make a lot of effort there to say, hey, look, either start taking care of us or just let us take care of ourselves.
Well, Carl, I mean, I'll use the words of your own mouth, which you hit the nail on the head. What they want to do is control us, Carl.
Well,
you said that. You're right.
It's true.
There's no beating around
the bush.
It's
a control thing.
What they want to do is control the North State.
It always has been, though.
Yeah, you know, it's that simple.
But they want to control the Southern California.
Every remark I've heard against the state of Jefferson has never been done by a business person, not even a politician. It's usually been a professor, someone who's never worked at anything other than teaching or a job in their life. They don't know anything about economics, and I know that I've heard Mark Bayard and several other people, Sam Statham, refute every single thing that they've said. So I think the important thing is that we get the straight scoop, and that's what we're providing is classrooms so people can come in, they can hear what's going on, and I'm really excited about this because, again, this is something for the community. And I think that it's important at 2570 Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
6 p.m.
If you're in town, you need to be there.
All right. Terry. There's a... It's a unifier, and you know, after we take our break and everything, we're going to be talking about something else, that how President Obama has unified our country for the first time in probably 6 years.
That's you know, the one thing too is, and on that subject, really and truly, what can we do is work in each county and each city. I mean, this is great hearing all this stuff that goes on nationally, but really, I mean, when it comes back to Hooterville and it comes back to River City, none of us can really do anything other than the towns we're in. That's why we were in Utah and Nevada. I mean, it's the same thing. We keep all this great stuff about Obamacare and all this other stuff. Yeah, we should be concerned about it, but hey, you need to get concerned about your local community. And that stuff's all fine and dandy, but really and truly, we ought to be on what's going on here.
You bet. Okay, thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
All right. Hey, you know what? This a lot of stuff we did this weekend. And then, you know, when you do a lot of things over the weekend and you got to get ready for Monday, you know, early, it's important that you get a good night's sleep. And in the last 2.5 months,
that's
we've
true.
Been sleeping better than we
played
ever have.
Played golf again yesterday. I needed to get some time in, and it felt really good. So Carl said, what do you want tonight? I love that. What's your cocktail? 45.
On our sleep number
I need
bed.
A little softer tonight, 45.
On our, yeah.
So, you know what? And it's true. And I've actually said this to, I'm sure several times to my friends in Justin Talking, saying, you know, you don't realize it until you're there, that being on the sleep number and having a control that you can do your number that fits you at that particular time, really, when you have a restful night, you have a more productive day.
It is. And my number is, you know, it was 40 years is last night, 45. So the thing about it is dual air technology. We can each have our own side. and which makes the sleeping better. And if you have to get up in the middle of the night because Elk Killer is barking at something outside in the famous possum flat battle
Waller
that we've
at
had.
The bot house.
Yeah, and the so then you get up and you turn on the lights going, okay, just look, just go back to bed, Elk Killer. Then you can go back to bed and go back to sleep. You don't lay there for a while like I used to. Now I just go right back to sleep.
No tingling and numbness in the shoulders.
No, not at all. Sleep Number. Head on down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop over there as you're looking at, you know, and let them put you in the bed and get your true Sleep Number. That Sleep Number stores and our local one, again, a Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Shop. We'll be right back after these messages. Let's talk about how we've been unified in our country over one subject. What is that? We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 8:13 in the morning, and it's 80 degrees out there, and it's going to go up to like 103 or 4 today.
We're calling 105 now. It's really funny because we get the printouts, and we just watch it because what the predictions are, and as the day goes into, of course, as the day gets hotter, it's going to be 105, maybe 106.
And now this is also, and the whole week's going to be hot, so this is an ideal time to head down to our friends down at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. That's right, a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor's houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. We've been out there on them. Outstanding. We had a great time, and we're going out again, by the way.
End of September.
They have a great package deal that's going to fit any budget, any budget. Now go out and have some fun now. You don't have to drive. You talk about these, a vacation that can be done with a tank of gas. Well, here you go, right here. Just head on out to Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. Give them a call, 238 2383 or check out LakeShasta.com. You know, it's not too late to hop out there, get a patio boat, get a houseboat for a day or an overnighter, and just have a great time out there with your family. The Uniter, President Obama. It appears that what he's united our country about is Syria. I can't believe it. You know, it's the Reading search, Record Searchlight had a poll, and it's an unofficial poll, and they'll tell you that it said, should we get in there or not? And if you check it out, and it may have changed in the last, last few hours, but the last time I checked it, 88% of the people that voted against going into Syria. 88%. Now, when's the last time 88% of anybody in Shasta County, agreed on anything? Now, okay, but you can say, oh, well, this is Shasta County, they're doing it because they don't like Obama. And they're voting because it's Obama. Well, I'm not so sure that that's true, because then you look at the CNN poll, which has 70% of the people polled are against us going into Syria, including 44% of the Democrats. 56% of the Democrats support President Obama going into Syria. Now, if you think about it, these probably the same people were just adamantly against Bush going into Iraq or carrying on in Iraq. Even Ed Asner, the pocket liberal of Hollywood, says, well, people in Hollywood aren't saying anything because we don't want to seem like we're dissing the president, that it's a racial thing. Ed Asner, you're old. You shouldn't be talking like this. It's not a racial thing. It's not. It's why are we going to Syria? And the Democrats are having a tough time with this. Here's Nancy Pelosi is trying to swing the vote when every one of her constituents are saying, don't do this. Don't do this. The people calling Feinstein and a boxer, don't do this, don't do this. And they're trying to, they are the war, those are the war leaders. Pelosi, Feinstein, and boxer are beating the drums for war to go into Syria. Do you see something wrong with this? Let's talk about this. President Obama is going full court press. He's talking to six of the major media outlets. Some of them, of course, are in his pocket, as they have been for the last 8 years. Then tomorrow is the, and then, on Tuesday, he's coming to address the nation. And you need to listen to this. He needs to express why we need to go in there. And then the first vote's going to be in the Senate Wednesday. Of course, Assad has threatened retaliation. The Russians have said, why don't we just put the chemical weapons under the UN control? Okay, that's fine. Trying to figure that one out. But there's a number of things that the president has to prove to the American nation. And we're going to talk about those as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Roundtable. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:25 in the morning, 530-605-4567. We're gonna be talking about Syria for a little bit. If you've got a comment or a question about Syria, what do you think? Do you think we should be going into Syria? But this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends down there in Store Deli, they are teaching classes down there now on health and healthy living, food, GMOs, all of this. It is the Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, the North State's nutrition experts, located right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center on 221 Locust Street. Give them a call, 244-9141. Joe and his family and all the employees down there, outstanding in their support of the community and health. Orchard Nutrition. All right, there ought to be three questions that people need to ask themselves or ask President Obama. Why are we entering this conflict? You've put all types of arguments out because, all right, he's used chemical warfare. He's used chemical weapons. Maybe he's used it. There's still questions from some people that says this could have been done by the other side. And where do the weapons come from? All these other questions. But why? He's got to be very clear why we're entering this conflict. What's the justification for this intervention? And is it based on sound intelligence? Well, you can use this as an example. Say, oh, it was all Bush's fault because of all the things he did. Well, no. That's, 8 years of intelligence under the Obama administration. Do we know for sure that it's Assad that did this? Are we sure that the other side did not get their hands on it? I've heard theories and that, oh, look what we found. And they were accidentally opened, which killed the people in that area there. But this has to be proven to the American people. What is the mission? What is the mission, my friends? You go into these little wars. Oh, we're just talking about just a little strike. A little strike. What if the little strike hits the chemical weapons, and now we have a big chemical weapon? What if Assad does mean it? What if Iran does mean it? When we will retaliate. It doesn't mean retaliate here in the United States. It could be aimed at Israel. It could be aimed at all of our business interests overseas. They could go after that. But the point is, what is the end result of what we're trying to do? Do we just want to shoot cruise missiles at empty targets? B-52 raids? Do we want to have fighter aircraft, coming in and taking out specific targets? Are we trying to take out Assad? What's the second part of this? All right, we go and we hit. All right, we've said bad. We've hit you. We've sent in missiles. We've sent in rockets. We've sent in bombs. What's the end result? Do we want to take Assad out? If that's the case, I don't think you're going to do that. Unless you're lucky enough to, if that's what you want to do, is assassinate, and if that's the case, you should be saying that, assassinate Assad. But then who's going to take over? Remember Libya? Remember Egypt? It's been a mess. But the question is, do we want to get on? Now, when you start talking, oh, war-weary. The troops are war-weary. Troops aren't war-weary any more than any other troop. But you're talking about people saying, oh, the nation's weary of war. Well, frankly, I saw a great article today about why. Why should they be war-weary? Less than 1% of the people in the United States serve in the military. Less than 1% have been fighting in this war for the last decade. So how much skin in the game really is there? So when you say you're war weary, if you're just tired of us being in a war that's not on the front pages, you don't get the ones, you know, like you did in Vietnam, oh, this many people killed this week, this man here, this woman here, you don't get a lot of that. So the point is if we're going to, you know, don't use that as an example. Don't use that for a reason. But we do need to make a decision on why we want to go into Syria. It's got to be clear. If it's not clear, then you shouldn't vote for it. Doug LaMalfa was here. He said the vast majority, 99% of the people he's talked to in his congressional district are against going into Syria. I can't believe that the majority of the people in Feinstein's, Boxer's, and Pelosi's district are favorable about going into Syria. Unless there's a lot more evidence. Unless the objectives are very clear and the reasoning behind it. So we need to listen to the president and see what he says. And have an open mind. Have an open mind and just don't say no because of the other times during this administration when things weren't clear, when there was no transparency, when he usurped congressional powers and did things. You've got to listen to him. Listen to what he says and see if that's true. See if it's something that you can support. Can you go to war again? Can you launch missiles? Can we expand what's going on in the Middle East? Do you want to do that? And if you don't, keep calling. Keep calling your congressmen, other congressmen, your senators, and tell them what you think. We can't continue this, or we support the president. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Russia's pushing Syria to place its chemical weapons under international control. Meanwhile, a warning from the Syrian president.
President Assad has given his own interview to the American public, explaining on CBS...
This war is against the interests of the United States.
Assad warns that if there is a strike, there'll be repercussions that may take different forms, direct and indirect.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. The prospect of retaliation spawning demonstrations around the world, even Tulsa, Oklahoma.
It's unfortunate what the Assad regime is doing. But on the other side, you have Syrian rebels that are openly associated with al-Qaeda.
Demonstrators say the country is done with warring, hunting down a courthouse escapee in Detroit.
I saw a lot of foot pursuit, you know, deputies, things of that nature, a lot of patrol cars.
A prisoner stabbed one deputy and briefly held another hostage before hijacking a car and fleeing. A manhunt is on. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 80 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be 105 today. So make sure that you keep hydrated and stay cool. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Got a lot of stuff to cover this morning. Stuff happening in headlines. Oh, what's happening with our health care and Syria. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts. Great prices, and veterans and seniors always get discounts at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You gotta love it when you get there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, our friends down there. Okay, what we're talking about, okay, let's switch on over to Obamacare and the effects of Obamacare. It looks like, you know, you think about, well, remember that you can, if you want to keep your healthcare plan, you can do that. I think we've got that somewhere on the on our desktop there, Savannah, about President Obama's statement. But anyway, IBM plans to move many retired workers off its health plan and give them money to buy coverage on a health insurance exchange as part of a corporate trend away from providing traditional retiree health benefits as costs rise. This also is not just IBM, but also Time Warner. It said it's acted after the projections showed the cost under its current plan for Medicare-eligible retirees will triple by 2020, and the increases would be paid by retirees through premium and out-of-pocket cost. They said this change is going to affect about 110,000 retirees who are eligible for Medicare, and under the change, IBM will make annual contributions to health retirement accounts, and then they would use this money to buy Medicare Advantage or supplemental Medicare policies through a private Medicare exchange. Affects medical, prescription, drug, dental, and vision coverage. Well, is it going to be better? Is it going to be the same people? You know, a lot of times that the people that, you know, that they've had with IBM and Time Warner, you had your own doctor, you had your own healthcare, HMO, whatever. But then you had the ability, they said, remember what the president said, if you like the health plan, the health coverage you have, you can keep it. They've changed it, said you may be able to keep it, but of course this is kind of like the red line type thing, so I didn't really say red line, it was, you know, it was everybody else said red line, I just repeated it. But this is just part of what's happening with Medicare. This is just part of what is happening with the big companies. This is just part of it. I mean, you think that you know, when they make the change, what happens when they're forced to make these changes? You know, they got to buy this year. You know, oh, okay, nope. It's we're not going to make you do that this year to the companies, but they did to the people. Of course, all the people that they are supposed to be protecting, they didn't get a year off from this. No, they all have to jump into this, whether they understand it or not. And there is a long way to go before people even are beginning to understand this, because starting 1 October, my friends, people are going to start signing up for this. If you don't have insurance that's already told you that you're okay and getting you grandfathered, and still this is not going to cover everybody, There's still millions out there there's not. Now, let's talk a little bit about the, you know, like Medicaid right now, in statistics that were just released, 48%, nearly one half, 48% of all births in the United States are now paid for by Medicaid. 48% are paid by Medicaid, not by insurance, not by families, not by the people that are having the babies, Medicaid. That's not by Blue Cross, not by Blue Shield, not by whatever health plan you may have, by Medicaid. 48%. And then let's just, you know, tie this on. Let me just go one more step here. Let's go into unemployment. So all this is tied in together. You know, and well, how can you do it? Well, for one thing, take a look at what Obamacare is doing. It's forcing less hours. People are changing the hours. People are having to work that were working full time are now working part time. So they come under, they don't have to pick up the cost of this, which is, could ruin small businesses. You could just put them out of business. Okay. So they're changing how they're hiring people. They're changing their hours. And then you have, now large companies that are not covering spouses anymore. Oh yeah, that's a change. And then you have now that IBM, Time Warner, other huge companies are going to be saying, we're not going to cover you during, if Medicare, we're going to give you some money for it, but it's going to change everything. Why is this happening? It's Obamacare. That's why. And then let's look at the unemployment rates. And you start saying, well, the unemployment rates are going down. The economy is recovering. Is it? Unemployment rates dropping. Yay. No. 160,000 new jobs in August, down from the 180,000 forecast, plus June and July are down. The unemployment rate dropped to 7.3. Well, that's a good sign, isn't it? No. Why? Because the labor force dropped to 63.2%, the lowest since 1978. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Dave, you are up next, and we're waiting for your comment. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. There are a lot of things going on, my friends, a lot of things that affect us right here in the North State. You may think it's national. Terry says you got to fight for local, fight for local. That's true. You got to fight for local, but you also have to keep your eye on what's happening at that national and state level that comes down, rolls down on us. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
You know, I love this. Do a little dance.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Red and Crown Motors, your local Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Give them a call at 223-2177. Head on down to Cypress Avenue. You got neighbors making great deals for you. New, previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs. Red and Crown Motors. They are an outstanding local automobile company. See them at 555 Cypress Avenue. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Dave.
Hi, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
When Mark Beecham was on last time, he said it perfectly. He said what I've been trying to say, but much better. The purpose of the health care law is to give us Medicare for all. And it is to increase the demand for government provided health care, and it will be so onerous for employers and doctors that employers will stop their opposition to Medicare for all, and we'll give up our system now of employer provided health care.
I think, you know, that I remember Mark saying that, and he says, dare I say that it's, why don't we just go to the Medicare? That's what they're going for. And then you have your single payer. Everybody gets Medicare. Everybody pays a little part to it, and, take the onus off the corporations, except you just tax them. And then we become like Europe. And that's been a huge success over in Europe. People will point to it and say, oh, look how it works for Europe, but we're not Europe. You know, you're talking about small countries over there, and we're talking about a huge country here. And is that the answer, a single payer, Dr. Dave?
I think that's the way we're headed, and I think this is a chess game, and you should think a couple of chess moves ahead. And I think the liberals are really playing a beautiful gambit. We are going to be more like Canada, actually, than Europe.
Okay.
And Canada does very little medical research. I tried to ask Dr. McConnell about this once, what he thought of the medical, of the research in cardiac surgery done in Canada. And in any case, I don't know how to stop this move to Medicaid or to Medicare for all.
I'm not sure if you're going to. You can talk about defunding it and this, but I look at it like they've moved the bar higher. They've moved it forward. And even if you push it back, it's not going to go as far back as it was before. It's like the tide that comes in. Even if the tide goes out, but it's already into a certain point. So the question is it too late? I mean, we're looking at Medicaid right now paying for half the babies born in the United States. We're looking at, you know, insuring people and saying, okay, we're going to pay for your insurance if you don't make this much money. We are going in that direction. And then it gets into the control thing again, because then they can start forcing doctors to take it, or they don't get other licenses to practice. They can start forcing people into it. You know, you can keep your insurance if you want it, you know, was what Obama said, but that's not what he meant. That's not what the government means. They are just going to force you into some type of health care that they want, that they control.
Yeah, in Canada, their health system is that doctors have to accept the Canadian health care. It's illegal for them to try and contract privately with somebody. And that's where we're going. We're going to go to no more employer-based health care. And a lot of employers are going to just say, oh, I'm glad to be out of this one after what the health care law did to us. And well, then we'll get Medicare for all. And then doctors will have to accept Medicare. And there will be no alternative for doctors. So we will become very much like Canada. And doctors will work 40 hours a week. And they can, a lot of them will quit under that basis. We will have rationing by physician shortage instead of rationing by a death panel.
Well, they have here, just asked Dr. Payush Dhanuka, who's been on our show several times, who has come from a country that is, though it's a democracy in India, it is also socialist. And they have a healthcare system that is just like that. And he talks about the doctors going on strikes twice a year, sometimes up to a month. They go on strikes because they want more. They say, we're not getting paid enough to do this. We're going on strike. Then what do you do? Because they will unionize.
In India, there are doctors who drive taxi cabs because they can make more money driving a cab than they can working for the Indian Health Service. That's why so many Indian doctors wind up in America and Canada and the United Kingdom.
Well, it's because they get paid a wage. They're good doctors. They're excellent doctors, and yet they can't make it in the country they're in. And you're going to see where people are just going to be forced into it. This is why it's so important to stand up and just say, hey, look, I like them. You know what? Before we do this, people have got to understand the ramifications that look at, you know, you go to these countries in Europe and look at Canada. What is their tax base? Some of the countries in Europe, and it's most of them that have socialized medicine, 65% plus a value-added tax. 65% of everything they make goes to the government. And we think it's, you know, we think it's bad now. What it could be is just horrendous.
That's all, Carl. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dave, for calling. We're going to take a quick break. You know, when we come back, let's talk about something that's near and dear to Savannah and Linda's heart. 49er football. And what happened, you know, what happened, and plus, you know, what I liked was the U.S. Open with Serena Williams against her opponent.
Who's this?
All right, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grillabites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grillabites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grillabites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-975-8323. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-975-8323. That's 1-800-975-8323.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Back down. No, I won't.
That's Carl Bott's song right there.
And that's, you know what? That's America's song.
Yeah.
I won't back down. That doesn't, you know, any political persuasion. I won't back down. You know, if you do the right, make that right decision and stick with it there. Take responsibility.
Well, we had an incredible weekend. Of course, Saturday night was the Shasta Library Foundation Taste of Thai, and we congratulate and shout out to all of the people who came and donated. There were so many items that this community comes together to donate. People were charitable with, you know, how they came forward to, some of the programs that the Shasta Library does, you know, the children's programs and so on and so forth. And Carl and I emceed. It was a tremendous night. The Holiday Inn and the chef there did a great job on the Thai food and the sections. And then yesterday.
And we met some people there, like, the one that heads up the Library Foundation, Kyla Menning. Is that her name? And she heads up one of the children's programs there, but she looks like she's like 15 years old.
She was a doll.
She comes up and you look at her and you go, she's in charge. And she is. I mean, she is dynamic and all that. But she's one of those kind that you just want to go, choo 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 underneath her, kind of like Savannah.
I say, Carl, don't do that.
I won't do
she's
that.
She's a grown woman.
Yeah,
don't
no,
do
she
that.
Is. She's, I don't know how old she is, but she's got a lot on the ball and she knows what's going on and somebody that is, that you know is going to be taking care of our literacy and our kids.
So that was Saturday night. And of course, you know, yesterday afternoon and Sunday, you know, we had a, again, shout out to the
Asphalt Cowboys.
The Asphalt Cowboys we drove through and,
Got our lunches there at the 61st annual Asphalt Cowboy
Barbecue. They had 300
people
in the first hour.
And then they said, but the game's coming. As soon as the game's over, they get another group. So, you know, it looked really strong again this year. And all the proceeds go to great causes there.
Well, then when we got home, we had a minute because we were going to join some friends, for a wonderful memorial yesterday for Vicki Desmond, and their family and friends gathered for that. But we had a couple minutes, so we went between the 49ers and the Packers and this one.
The
fussing with her skirt and flubbing her shot, Serena Williams was troubled in the U.S. Open final by the swirling air and the strong play of Victoria Azarenka. After one miss, Williams declared, "I can't play in this wind." After blowing a big second set lead, Williams chucked her racket, and it was wonderful. It was so intense. And we were laughing because, you know, if you're going between, you're hearing the sounds. It's,
every
and
time.
The grunts.
Every
it's
time.
So intense.
Every time Victoria.
I mean, whatever
you get it.
Azarenka
would hit the ball. It was this sound because you'd be, you know, the. It's not like you're right down on court. They have you look in the overhead view. Every time she'd hit the ball, you hear this, ooh. And it was like, ooh. And I've never heard that sound before, but it would be, ooh, whap. Because every time she'd say it, every time she, you could hear her, Serena would nail that ball coming back. And I tell you what, she has been the second person who was the number one seed that won the U.S. Open. But what, I mean, it was tough out there. I mean, they played some really, really tremendous rallies.
And four times Azarenka was only 2 points from taking the opening set. Williams served a deuce after double fault. She was called for a foot fault, erasing what would have been a 121 miles per hour ace. Can you believe that?
120 miles.
That is some, I mean, she's just like, you're watching this athleticism at the top of their game. They are just, and she's 32. you know, she's had.
That's getting a little bit age. Let's get some age on it.
Well,
tennis player.
I just think it's fantastic. So I just, we loved watching it. And then of course, then we.
49ers and the Green Bay Packers. They, had a call in the game that was just literally, could have, changed the game. The refs made a mistake and they said it right afterwards.
What about that guy who completely dive bombed the quarterback?
Well, you know what? He got carried away. The quarterback for the 49ers, what's his name? Colin something. I don't know. It's a,
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. That's right. He's coming down. He steps out of bounds on like the 6 yard line and the linebacker from Green Bay has launched himself and took him down on the sidelines. And when it wasn't just hitting him. If you notice when they hit the ground, he's got his arm around his neck and he's giving a little pull there. Well, then the 49er players get in there and they get into a fight with them. And so what happens is flags are thrown and the referees say, oh, dead ball foul. And they take it back and they say, replay it. Well, it's wrong. The people in the booth knew it was wrong. The people, I guess the coaches on the sidelines weren't thinking about it. You know, the 49ers weren't going to say another word. But Green Bay should have picked up and they said, wait a minute. No, no, no. On a dead ball foul, it's from that spot, which would have made it fourth down and the 49ers would have probably kicked a field goal. As it was when he brought it back. So now it's third down. The, quarterback from the 49ers throws a touchdown on the next one and the, it was a close game. So, was that the reason that the Green Bay lost? No, but it was probably one of the it was a huge mistake on some bunch of the referees right there when everybody around knew that that was a bad call, but it was too late. Everybody but the referees knew it was a bad call.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, when you had that scramble, we were watching that. Boy, these guys were really, you know, I just think there's so much adrenaline going. But if I had a teammate. And,
You pulled a knife during that. And you said, we'd fix him.
I'd say I wouldn't want to see him walking around after dark or in the shadows. He's going to get hurt.
Hey, tomorrow we're going
to. That was bad sportsmanship to me.
It was.
He should have, he was out to get him.
Tomorrow we hope to have the Reading Chief of Police, Rob Plotty, with us. And we've got bacon and brew and a number of other things. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, right here. Pulse of Shasta County. If you want to find out what's going on, listen here. We'll tell you, we'll have the people on, they can tell you what's going on. We like to provide that avenue. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
2 hours from now, Congress is all the way back from summer recess, armed in some cases with a lot of input from constituents on Syria. Fox's Radio's Jared Halpern live on the Hill.
At town halls across the country, some lawmakers say they heard from constituents by 10-1 margins opposing any U.S. military attack on Syria. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a moderate Democrat from North Dakota, the latest to signal a no vote on a use of force resolution. The Obama administration is not letting off the gas, however. Closed-door classified briefings from intelligence and military chiefs are set for today. A Senate resolution is expected to be filibustered. Supporters will need to find 60 votes, perhaps as soon as Wednesday, Lisa.
Jared, if UN inspectors confirm chemical weapons use,
then this would be an abominable crime, and the international community would certainly have to do something about it.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon minutes ago saying he would urge the Security Council to act. Syria's